This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I am good. How are you today? How do you feel today?
You know, I feel good. You know, especially it's my birthday, you know, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Londiwe.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Namhlanje siyabonga kakhulu. Maybe for someone who doesn't know who Londi is talking to, ukhuluma nobani uLondi when she's talking to King Wise. Mhlambe nje uchazele umlaleli ukuthi who is King Wise?
King Wise nje insizwa kaQwabe efunda khona la eMangosuthu.
As you know that today we're going to be talking about such an interesting topic, which is the danger of pride. We know that sometimes we want to help people out, but uthola ukuthi umuntu mfethu une pride or a person akafuna ucela usizo. So what do you have for us with regards to this topic today?
Okay, mhlambe nje ngizocela mhlambe siqale nje sihlaziye ukuthi umuntu uba ne pride yini edali pride kumuntu yabo.
Yeah.
Ngamafishane nje yabo, if a person maybe you know have a certain good qualities akawaziyo ngaye, and maybe get to be competed by people, you know, end up in pride yakheka kuyena bo igcine, you know, esayibone better better than other people. Kwesinye isikhathi uthola ukuthi, you know, umuntu usuke enento ethile that he or she is not happy about ngaye, you know. For instance, I'm sorry to make an example ngalento yabo. Maybe uthole mhlampe umuntu, you know, he or she is not good looking, you know. Uthole ukuthi so develop pride enzele to like to escape from the reality, maybe. Lokuthi maybe she feels or he feels that he is not good looking, you know. So ngizocela ukwengena kuma disadvantage ke of a pride. You know, uqale ngepoint elihle kakhulu ukuthi umuntu thola ukuthi sekuneka size manje inkinga une pride, you know. Angithi manje the thing about these people abane pride, you know, they look down on people and they think they are more important than other people. So that ingakho ke kubanzima ukuthi lo muntu engacela usizo because akafuna ukuzehlisa le standard akasephakamisile ngayo yabo, ukuthi yena ungcono uyabo phezulu, you know. So that is why mhlambe kubanzima ukuthi acela usizo abe ne pride, you know, like agcine engasizakali yabo. And another thing nje about pride, if ngizolinka kule point engiqale ngayo eyenza ukuthi umuntu abe ne-pride, njengokuthi if enama-good qualities noma enezinto akazaziyo ngayo ukuthi zingcono, you know, people, they don't want to associate themselves with a person on a-pride, you know. So a prideful person just repel people away from him or herself, you know, because you know, people are turned with a baby position where they are being looked down upon, you know. So that person end up ever rejected umuntu on a pride, you know. And another thing, they don't become aware of their weaknesses, you know, because yabo singabantu nje, we have to have a teachable spirit, you know, because we better each other, you know, for imparting, you know, certain information to each other, you know, helping each other grow, you know. So umuntu one pride akanayo teachable spirit because akekho aware of ama weaknesses akhe, ama area adinga yabo ukuayinwa kuyena yabo. So yeah, that's a very dangerous thing because you end up engakhuli, you know, end up nje engabi like, you know, end up engakhuli because as ngishilo ngithi singabantu sikhonela ukuthi to teach each other, to help each other, you know, nje kanjalo kanjalo. And another thing, elinye point, they don't see goodness in other people, you know, that them too, they are good, you know. Umuntu one pride akakwazi ukubona into enhle kwomunye umuntu because like she or he is self-centered, you know. He or she is thinking about themselves, you know, which they are good, they are better, you know, and I end up a failure to realize which nabanya abantu they are good too. Akusiyena yedwa that is good, you know. Akusiyena yedwa mhlawumbe onama qualities that like noma onama skills, you know, adingakala nabanye abantu banawo amanye ama skills yena abanginawo, yabo. So umuntu one pride uyafeyila ukurecognize into ekanjalo.
All right. Yeah, ngiyakuzwa King Wise. I hear you. And you touched a very important point ukuthi a person who has pride akakwazi ukufundiseka because umuntu phakeme, and then they end up not growing because abakwazi ukufundiseka. Yes.
A point nje engingathanda ukugoqa ngalo, ngathi yabo those people must resist the temptation, you know, to feel more important than they are really are, you know. Like or put emphasis on skill or talent they have, but instead recognize where it came from and why God gave it to them in the first place. Because, you know, as in Shilo nje earlier, ukuthi umuntu manje izinto ezithile ziyamenza ukuthi abe ne pride. Maybe he is from you know, a rich family,
yeah.
Or no more rich nje himself, yabo. So no more ama skills athile kufanele azi ukuthi, you know, lokho kusukaphi, you know, kusuka uNkulunkulu who has blessed us with izinto esinazo, and kunesizathu ukuthi why uNkulunkulu esibusise ngalezi zinto lezo. Angicabangi ukuthi isizathu ukuthi siphakamela abanye abantu, you know, but engikwazi ukuthi, you know, ukuthi sisize abanye abantu. If nginemali, uNkulunkulu ungidelisele ngemali ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngisize abantu abangathathi entweni, you know. So if una maskills athile, uNkulunkulu unginike lawo maskills la ukuthi, you know, ngifundise abanye abantu and ngisize abanye abantu ngalawo maskills, not ukuthi mina ngiphakame ngawo. Because, you know, uNkulunkulu uyahambishana. You know, uyahambishana. And even the Bible says God uyabahambulisha, you know, humbles the pride, the proud, you know. So yeah.
I hear you, King Wise. I hear you clearly and loudly. Mhlambe for the person that wants to follow you on social media, utholakala kuphi?
Ngisebenza ni Facebook kuphela, ngisiye nomuntu ama social media
kakhulu.
So Facebook, I'm King Wise Sanele Qwabe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.